We're going to read a story about Joseph, who became the ruler of Egypt. And he had two sons, and his first son's name was Manasseh, and his younger son was named Ephraim. And he, when his father Jacob, Joseph's father Jacob, was very old, he brought Manasseh and Ephraim to Jacob so that Jacob could bless them. Now, in this story, Jacob, who's also called Israel, does a surprising thing when he's going to bless these two boys. Listen and hear what he does. Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Genesis, chapter 48. And it was after these things that one said to Joseph, "Behold, thy father is sick." And he took his two sons with him, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Jacob and said, "Behold, thy son Joseph comes to thee." And Israel strengthened himself and sat on the bed. And Israel saw the sons of Joseph and said, "Whose are these?" And Joseph said to his father, "These are my sons, whom God has given me in this place." And he said, "Please bring them to me, and I will bless them." And the eyes of Israel were heavy from being old. He was not able to see. And he presented them to him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said to Joseph, "I did not judge to see thy faces again. And lo, God has made me see thy seed also." And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself down with his face to the earth. And Joseph took the two of them, Ephraim in his right hand, on Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand, on Israel's right hand, and presented them to him. And Israel put forth his right hand, and he put it on the head of Ephraim, and he was the younger, and his left hand on the head of Manasseh. He put forth his hands crosswise, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, "The God before whom my fathers walked, Abraham and Isaac, the God who shepherds me as long as I am, even until today, the angel who redeems me from all evil, may he bless the boys, and let my name be called in them, and the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow to a multitude in the midst of the earth." And Joseph saw that his father put his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, and it was evil in his eyes, and he held the hand of his father to remove it from on the head of Ephraim onto the head of Manasseh. And Joseph said to his father, "Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Set thy right hand on his head." And his father refused and said, "I know, my son, I know. He also shall be for a people, and he also shall become great. Nevertheless, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall be the fullness of the nations." And he blessed them in this day, saying, "In thee Israel shall bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh." And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. Now we read from the word of the Lord's second coming, part of the explanation of this story. We can find out what is the Lord teaching us in this story. "And Israel put out his right hand and placed it on Ephraim's head" means that he considered truth to occupy the first place. Those who are not being regenerated say absolutely that faith occupies the first place, that is, that it is the essential of the church, because then they can live as they please and still say they have hope of salvation. This also is the reason why at this day charity has disappeared so completely that scarcely anyone knows what it is or consequently even what faith is, since the one is not possible without the other. If charity were in the first place and faith in the second, the face of the church would be different. For then, no others would be called Christians, but those who lived a life in keeping with the truth of faith, that is, a life of charity. Then they would also know what charity is. Then, too, they would not make many churches by making distinctions among them according to opinions about the truths of faith. Instead, they would say there is one in which all who are leading a good life, in which are all who are leading a good life, and not only those within that part of the world where the church is, but also those outside. In this way, the church would be in enlightenment about such things as belong to the Lord's kingdom. For charity is what brings light, and never faith without charity. And the mistaken ideas that faith separated from charity introduces would also be clearly seen. From this, one may see how different the whole face of the church would be if the good of charity were in the first place, that is, if it were the essential, and the truth of faith in the second place, its formal or outward form. The face of the church would then be like that of the ancient church, which placed the church in charity and had no other teachings of the church than those concerned with charity. As a consequence, they had wisdom from the Lord. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.